Meanwhile, chances are high that Israel will reoccupy the Gaza Strip as it has no plan to stop military operations. Israeli Intelligence Minister Yoav Stern-Netz announced the news after the Israeli Diplomatic Security Cabinet unanimously approved an expansion of the ground invasion in the Gaza Strip. He claimed the decision has been made on the assessment that Hamas is not ready for a ceasefire. The Israeli minister added that Tel Aviv is in no rush to bring to an end the current offensive on the besieged territories. Earlier, Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon had said that Tel Aviv will press ahead with Operation Protective Edge and retaliate Hamas operations as harshly as possible. Well, turning to Beirut, joined by a member of the Lebanese International University, Mr. Jamal Waqim. Mr. Waqim, thank you for being with us. What do you make of this latest Israeli announcement that perhaps they will be reoccupying Gaza?
I believe that it's hard for the Israelis to reoccupy Gaza because it would be a costly objective for them, not only to overcome the resistance, but also to govern an overpopulated area of 1.7 million Palestinians. So that was the reason why the Israelis withdrew from Gaza almost 10 years ago. So I believe that this is a mere declaration for domestic investment, especially that the Israelis are close to elections. But I believe that it's unlikely that the Israelis would go and venture on this costly business. We still need to wait and see the developments of the battle going on in Gaza.
Do you think it could be a form of psychological warfare that they are putting out these statements in order to try to intimidate the Palestinians?
I believe that would be one objective, especially that the Palestinian resistance proved to be able to stand to the challenge. They were able to inflict heavy losses on the Israeli military, and this explains the massacre that was committed by the Israeli military today in Al-Shajaya neighborhood in Gaza. There are reports of tens of killed and injured Israeli soldiers. This was something that the Israelis didn't take into account. They thought that it would be much easier for them. So the spearhead of their attack was broken by Israel, by the Palestinian resistance. I believe that this depends on the battle going on ground. But at the same time, I believe that there are some minor defects in the way the Palestinian resistance is leading its political campaign, and this might affect negatively the outcome of the conflict.
And what about the losses that Israel has experienced already, though, in their latest assault on the Gaza Strip, that there are various reports as far as the number of Israeli soldiers who have been killed, but definitely a lot more than I'm sure that they were expecting. How much of an effect do you think that plays on Israel in general? And would they be willing to occupy Gaza, especially which appears to be they would have to also pay a very high cost with their forces, too?
I believe that the Israelis didn't want to get involved in a ground attack, but the capacity of the resistance, the Palestinian resistance, to strike deep inside Israeli territory on one hand, and the unwillingness of the Palestinian resistance to abide by the Israeli dicta, this made Israel refer to some of its allies or some of the Arab powers to pressure the Palestinian resistance to accept the terms of Israel. But this didn't happen. That's why the Israelis had to attack, to go onto a ground attack, and they didn't expect to injure these heavy losses. So that explains their fierce retaliation by committing massacres. But I believe that the Israelis want a political way out for the entanglement. I believe that they are facing a serious situation. This is why they had they accepted the initiative by the Egyptians on one hand, which was rejected by the Palestinian resistance, and at the same time we see that Abu Mazen, the Palestinian president, heading to the Gulf to meet with Khaled Mash'al, the leader of Hamas, in order to convince him to strike a deal with the Israelis. But we need to wait and see the position of Hamas on one hand and of other Palestinian resistance groups like Jihad al-Islami, like the PFLP, like the General Command, and other Palestinian groups who are also resisting. So we cannot just limit the talk to Hamas.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Jamal Wakim from the Lebanese International University out of Beirut. Thank you.